My name is Josh Gordon, and I'm the policy director of the Concord Coalition.
Just a quick thumbnail sketch of the Concord Coalition and what it's all about.
The Concord Coalition is a grassroots organization devoted to fiscal responsibility and protecting future generations.
And this evening's forum at UWM is going to focus on the federal deficit.
Yeah, the forum at University of Wisconsin is part of our fiscal solutions tour. We're going around the country with diverse experts really to explain to Americans kind of the parameters that we're talking about when we talk about ways to solve the nation's long-term fiscal challenge.
You're going to have Representative Paul Ryan attending, and of course, he's gotten quite a bit of media attention for his roadmap for America. Is that, in your view, a good starting point, which is what Representative Ryan has referred to it as, an effort to kickstart the conversation in D.C. and elsewhere?
I think any conversation is good when you're talking about solutions, when you can point to something honestly crafted that really points the way forward. Now, it's clearly from one perspective, but the idea that Concord has when we do this fiscal solutions tour is that we want both the conservative and the liberal perspectives and the moderate perspectives of the ways out of these problems. And we want them honestly created so Americans can really make a choice. Right now, when you watch campaign ads and hear political debate on cable news, you don't really hear the hard choices or the realistic choices. You hear a lot of slogans without really getting a feel for what actually is involved when you make choices to pave the way for a more sustainable future.
It seems politicians are fond of using the phrase tough decisions, as in we're going to have to make tough decisions, but sometimes the details of what exactly those tough decisions are going to look like and what they're going to mean are lacking.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. One of them is that, or one of the reasons for that is that it's never a good electoral strategy to tell your constituents their spending is going to have to be cut or taxes are going to have to be raised. Actually, sometimes it's a good idea to say spending is going to be cut, but if you don't specify what spending you're going to cut, you're getting away with being able to sound like you're being tough without really being tough, and this is a problem both parties have had over the years. The key is that for long-term sustainability, we're going to need to cut spending and we're going to need to raise taxes, some combination of those things, and it's not enough just to say you're in favor of cutting spending. You really need to specify what spending you're going to cut, and that's the tough decision.
And I've got to ask you, at what point is it going to be too late for us to start to address this in any meaningful way in Washington? Again, we're in campaign mode right now, so these discussions lack a certain level of reality. I mean, the clock is running, right?
Yeah, I mean, every day we delay makes it makes the decisions we have to make that much harder, because the longer you wait, the higher taxes have to go and the more you have to cut, because the interest on our debt compounds and works against us. I think there are constructive discussions happening in Washington, and that's one of the things we want to highlight at the event tonight, because we're going to have Congressman Ryan, and we're also going to have Andy Stern, who used to be a labor leader, and both of those are members of the President's Fiscal Commission. And one of their jobs on this commission is to come from the left and the right and to discuss solutions for the long-term problem and see if the commission can come up with a workable plan to start down the road towards making those changes that we need to make for fiscal sustainability.
I want to ask you about the word austerity, because while it is one that we hear often in relation to economies in foreign countries, most recently Greece, I don't think it's ever really become part of the vocabulary of this discussion here in the U.S. Does it need to be, with all of the ramifications of what exactly austerity measures look like?
Well, I think our focus should be on long-term austerity and living within our means over the long term. I think right now the United States is actually in a lucky position that we don't have to be so austere in the face of this economic crisis, because austerity in the face of economic crisis often backfires. So I think the goal is to plan now for how we're going to be austere and live within our means in the future. And doing that would really mean more for the long-term economic growth of the country than if we just put in place a five-year austerity measures and ignored the long-term issue. I think the key is to shift our thinking from austerity in the next year or two to austerity over the long term, because that's where the payoff comes for economic growth.
All right, that makes sense. Josh, let me ask you one other question, and this gets back to the politics of the issue and the election cycle. To what extent do politics and our election cycle, I mean, we've got House members running every 2 years, we've got senators running every 6 years, we've got presidential campaigns every 4 years. To what extent does that make it that much more difficult to really address this issue, especially, you know, when you inject the partisanship into it? And I know that the forum tonight is an effort to move beyond the partisanship, but it seems that politics really makes it so much more difficult to address this problem. And I think we all agree, the public certainly seems to understand, that this is the major problem facing the country right now. How do we move beyond the partisanship?
Well, we're never going to be able to get beyond politics. But that doesn't mean we can't change the political calculus that right now works for those politicians that don't confront these issues. We need to change the politics to reward those that do confront these issues. And we also need to change politics to work against ultra-partisanship, because ultimately we're going to need both sides to give a little if we're going to be able to pass the sweeping reforms of the tax code, of our entitlement programs, that we're going to need to do in order to get out of this long-term problem. So the goal of this solutions tour and the Conquer Coalition's goal is to really educate the public and try and change the political calculus in members' districts to where they now feel it's incumbent upon them to address these issues honestly and openly, and to discuss what hard choices have to be made, and then let the voters decide which of the selection of hard choices they're willing to make for the long-term good of the country and for future generations.
All right. Josh Gordon is Policy Director of the Concord Coalition. Josh, thanks very much for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure.